This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strobe. Palestinians in a displacement camp react to the latest Gaza ceasefire proposal after U.S. President Joe Biden's support. AP correspondent Charles Ledesma reports.
In the central city of Deir al-Balah, where many have recently fled following Israel's ground assault on Rafah last month, nylon tents sprawl out from the city's main hospital, an expanded garbage-strewn site that lacks running water toilets. Imad Hassona, originally from Gaza City, but now living in a small tent with his family, says any proposal that leads to our return to our homes and the reconstruction of our houses and the release of our detained brothers, we're with it. For months, virtually all Palestinians the AP has spoken to have been in favor of a ceasefire deal, citing the unbearable living conditions and Israel's ongoing bombardment in the enclave. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
South Africa was set to end three decades of dominance by the party that freed it from apartheid on Saturday as voters, angry at joblessness, inequality and power shortages, slashed the African National Congress's share of the vote to 40%. Alice Rizzo from Reuters reports.
The ANC has won every previous national election since the historic 1994 vote that ended white minority rule. But over the last decade, its support has dwindled. Results from almost all polling stations give the ANC around 40% of the vote, a dramatic drop from the 57.5% it got in previous national election in 2019. The ANC will now have to strike a coalition deal or another form of agreement with one or more smaller parties. A deal to keep the ANC in the presidency could involve opposition backing in exchange either for cabinet posts or for more control of a parliament. The Election Commission has penciled in a final results announcement